taking a gamble.
Here long before I got
here. Oh, okay. I call this meeting to order Monday, May 14th, 2012 of the Taney County Planning Commission. Mr. Ashley, if you would like to establish a quorum.
Okay. Dave Stewart, and he's not here. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Yeah.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Priest.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes is not here. And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Very good. If you'd like to explain the meeting procedures, please.
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff video for each request will be read to the commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment at this public hearing, there's a sign-in sheet at the front of the room, and registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning Commission, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held 1 week from tonight's meeting after the public hearing. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open public meeting. However, no additional public comment will be taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, and as if I notice we've got the applicants here tonight, is that right? And then some other folks, I don't know what you're here for, but if you do want to speak tonight, we do have a sign-up sheet if you'd like to. If you're just here to listen, that's okay too. Okay? Good enough. Okay. Okay. Looks like we only have one public hearing tonight, and it's the Pothole Riviera and Nightly Rental, and I'm pretty sure that you're the applicants, correct? Okay, if I remember right. Okay. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is case number 2012-0008. The applicant is the Pothole Riviera Properties, LLC, Jerry Weibel. Of course, this project is for nightly rental. The subject property is located at 3585 State Highway Y, Forsyth, in the Swan Township, Section 8, Township 23, Range 20. The applicant is Jerry Weibel, and he's requesting approval of a special use permit to utilize an existing grandfathered single-family residence for nightly rental. One of the things I was going to remind the commission is, as a special use permit, of course, this permit is just granted to the applicant. It's not transferable like a Division III permit would be.
What does the word grandfathered mean there to us? That's different.
About the only reason I put it in, the house was just constructed prior to the adoption of planning and zoning.
Okay.
Was the only reason I
put it in. The lot meets all,
but
everything meets everything to our current code?
And everything. Setback. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Under background, according to the assessor's information, the home was constructed in 1943. The property in question is known as Lot 5, Block 1 of the Pothole Riviera Edition. And the current application was approved for concept on April 16th of this year. And here's the property in question. Off of State Highway Y. And the subject property, it's basically 8,400 square feet. And according to the assessor's office, it contains a 807 square foot single family residence, again located at 3585 State Highway Y. And just threw in a couple of Google photos of the property in question. You can see, one of the things I wanted to point out, you can really see the Y-shaped driveway here and everything. In review, Of course, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days. Currently, of course, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of time greater than 30 days or greater. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will essentially remain the same. The applicant has remodeled the second floor, which will serve as a one-bedroom living quarters, with the unfinished floor initially being utilized as storage. The applicant has indicated that if he is successful in renting the second floor, that he may also remodel a room on the first floor as well. It's my understanding that upon final renovation, the entire structure could serve up to 8 adult guests. The property in question is currently buffered with natural vegetation along the northern, southern, and western property boundaries. The adjoining residential property owner immediately to the north has expressed concern and opposition to any conditions being placed on the special use permit that would require privacy fencing. Essentially, he's concerned about his loss of a view of the lake. The property is currently served by a community well and the Taney County Regional Sewer District. The residence is in compliance with the setback requirements. The existing parking area will exceed the requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, which basically just requires 1.5 spaces per two-bedroom dwelling unit with a half space for each additional bedroom. And the existing large Y-shaped driveway should also help to allow for on-site turnaround of automobiles with boats or campers. The project received a total score of 2 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 41. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and utilities. And in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First off, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Fire Protection District, the Taney County Health Department, the County Assessor's Office, and the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, a 25-foot wide natural vegetative buffer should be preserved along the northern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent single-family residence. And sixth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've taken just a brief video here, or fairly brief. And here's the front of the residence. Like I said, this first floor they talked about initially using for storage. And we've just done a quick 360 of the adjoining area here. I tried to kind of walk up into the property a little bit just to give an idea of the existing buffering or the existing vegetation on both sides of the house here in a second. And there's the adjoining property to the north.
Man, that doesn't feel like north to me. That doesn't seem like north to me.
That would have been east.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too.
Hard to figure that, but it's...
I'd say it'd be more like east.
Northeast, maybe, who knows. I guess if you look at the pictures, though, if they're oriented north, then that would be north.
Yeah.
If that's north. Huh. I don't feel like it. We don't have anybody signed up to speak. We do have the representatives here tonight. Generally speaking, for the folks that are out here, you know, when we do concept, we kind of learn about what we're doing. I don't know if you're here about this and kind of wanted to learn what's going on?
We're just a property owner in the area.
Just going to see what we're... Okay, okay. Because usually we have, you know, speakers and we save our questions for next week, generally speaking, because this is the time for the public to speak. But since we are kind of light, if there is a particular question you have, we're more than happy to ask them. Okay. I've got a question for you, Bob, about the privacy fencing. And if I'm not mistaken, unless it says may, I believe it says shall, either do the 25-foot of landscaping or the privacy fencing. There's not a choice. I mean, it has to be one or the other to the north.
Yes,
correct?
Yes,
we have no choice on that because it's our code. So, you know, it says right here, which would require privacy fencing. They don't, you know, they are not positioned to any conditions being placed on the special use. We don't have a choice. There is either going to have to be 25-foot of landscape buffering on your property, or there's going to have to be a privacy fence there. Now, they could go before the Board of Adjustment and ask for that to not be placed there, but those are the only two choices we have. And if there's not 25-foot of property where they can put landscape buffering, then it will have to be a fence. There is no, there's no choice to that.
Yeah, the staff was proposing the 25-foot.
Okay,
wide.
So there is enough to do that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well that's fine as far as it, you know, it gives us an either or on that. So, okay. Any comments from the commission? We don't really have anybody here to speak, but okay.
So is that the nearest neighbor? Is the one on the north side?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of room there for the 25 feet. Of
yeah, it doesn't seem like it, does it?
It doesn't look like it on this, but...
So it looks like there is
looks
not.
Looks tight.
But I know that that could be off a
yeah.
lot. But 66 feet is not very wide.
It looks like it's 80.
80?
Yeah.
Well, see, I can't really tell by that. It's 86?
Yeah, you're looking 80. At the one next to it.
Yeah, 80.
It's 80.
See, I can't see the in the white there. Okay. Well...
Not
those
old
back either.
If that's
yeah.
It is. This application says 8 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have all the information you need to make a decision next week? Okay. All right. Well, that's all we need from that one. Thank you. As far as the public hearing goes, we're over and we'll make a decision on this next week. Monday, right? I don't know what time by the wrong day.
Yes.
Okay. And, and you do have to be here. The representative has to be here in case we have questions for you. Okay? All right.
I do have one question. Are there any other of these type of rentals in the area? What's the closest would be to you? I know Edgewater Beach is up to...
Yeah, that would be it. Okay, so it's... Yeah, Edgewater Beach is...
But don't they have some mobile homes that are individuals
yeah,
that they rent
mobile
as?
Mobile homes farther down, and then there's some other little rental cabins up here too.
Nightly rental
across
cabins.
Across from Edgewater.
Yeah.
And I don't know what if they rent nightly or monthly. I don't know that. But I know right up, right across from there, there's some other rentals up there, little teeny cabins.
None that we currently have approved if it's in the county.
Well, I think it's part of the resort, though.
Yeah.
I think it would be part of that resort. That's why I think that there is some mobiles or cabins or something that would be individual housing, nightly rental programs right there.
But they're above the dam, and they're on the lake side. Correct?
Right. They're on the Kenicomo side.
Well, that's there, up below that new substation or something, wherever the
fuck. Well, we're right by that substation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that showed it any better. It doesn't.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, you're a quarter mile from Edgewater Beach. And
yeah.
More.
Yeah. Have you had any concerns about the project stressed to you at all? Has anybody said anything?
Yeah, there really haven't been any complaints or any comments that have been received one way or the other.
You need to sign up.
It's right here. That's why we asked you to sign up before we started.
I didn't have a question until you started
okay.
talking.
Okay.
So now I do. Not a question, really, just a comment.
Sure. Hang on a second.
Oh.
I got to do this the right way. We have somebody signed up to speak.
I do.
Mary Denny. Okay.
I would have loved to have had a letter for the concept meeting.
How does that normally go, guys?
Where do you live?
175 Hillside.
Yeah, we there's not.
Well, hang on a second. Just explain our process.
Yeah, there's really not a requirement for the letters are actually sent out before this meeting because this is considered the public hearing.
I understand that, but then you don't have any questions if you haven't heard what's going to be the plan.
That's true. But basically during the public hearing, right before the public hearing, we're required to send out the notices, okay. And it's also.
And they don't necessarily, although normally, and correct me if I'm wrong, although normally it's the very next month when they come to public hearing, any applicant, not just these folks, may come to concept and we may say, well, you really need to look at this and this and this and this before you come back for public hearing. So it may not be the very next month.
Okay. I just thought it would have been interesting for us to have just been thinking about it.
Yeah.
And had questions, but since we didn't know what the plan was, we came to find out.
Yeah, normally there's some folks here and interest, and that's why I went ahead and asked you after they were done if you had some questions about the plan, because normally we'd have them come up and speak and tell us what all was going on, but we just did that. So if there are some questions and you need them, we're happy to do that while we're here. That's why we're here.
No, not right now.
If it was clear. Well, we're going to be voting next week.
This is the last chance.
Right.
Yeah. So if there's anything that you may have a question
on, we have the plan. We'll think about it, but then it'll be too late.
Okay. Well, if there are any comments that really what we're looking for from public comment is anything that we need to consider within our code that you guys may be aware of that we're not. Okay. Does that make sense? So if there's anything you can think of, now would be a great time to bring that up, because we want to consider, you know, both sides when we make a decision.
Actually, we think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is rare, I'll be honest with you, with a nightly rental. That's extremely rare. Most of them don't pass. But if they're okay and they sit in the right place, we have passed a couple. So.
So.
I took your advice in the politicking, the guy who was rehabbing my house sent a little letter around to everybody within 600 feet.
We did do that.
Yeah, it doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt because, you know, at least folks are more informed. Sure.
That's why we're doing this. We want to do it legal. We want to get everyone be aware of what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I know many people probably don't.
Right. They don't until the neighbors complain and we have to send them something.
Exactly.
So
we do want to know if there's concern. We want to be right.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that, too. So, okay. Anything else? All right. Then that matter's closed until next week, and we'll vote on it then. We do have a few things of old and new business. If you want to... One of the things that I want to add is the code amendments. If you noticed on the back of... In the back of your packets, there's a memo from Bob. Do you want to give us a heads up on that, Bob?
Okay.
I just want to make sure everybody has seen that.
Well, initially I planned to put this on the agenda for the last meeting in May, but unfortunately due to the notification requirements in the paper, I didn't quite meet that deadline. And so on June 11th at that meeting, Randy Hayes and I met, there were some concerns, and we found some real discrepancies between the draft subdivision regulations and the road standards. And so what we've written, we've tried to write to ensure that the proposed subdivision regulations are in agreement with the road standards. Probably the biggest thing was that the road standards already spell out that a private driveway can serve up to two properties. And so that's probably the biggest difference. And so I've really tried to rewrite this.
Okay.
Gearing it toward those road standards.
So the
basically.
Stuff that's highlighted are the things that were, is that right? I mean, I'm just assuming that, okay. And
yeah,
if there's
exactly.
anything that has strikes through it, which there are, then those are things that we're looking at taking out. So you might take the opportunity over the next month or so to take a look at those so we can hopefully come to some kind of decision to pass something on to the county commission so they can move forward. A lot of that stuff we already passed on, but there were some of it that we tabled. Is that right? Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay. And so have they acted on any of that yet that you're aware of?
They have not. And I.
Okay. Well, we've done our part. So, well, none of it. What about the duplexes and that kind of stuff?
They did take action on the duplexes, and there were a total of 5 pages that they took action on.
But they tabled some also, didn't they?
But they also tabled about the other half of it, basically.
Okay. So we've still got this to send them, and then our short-term commitment to them, which we said we work on, that is done until you're working, because you're working on a larger fix, correct?
Yes.
And then that's in their hands to make those changes. And at that point, if folks come to you and ask where that's at, I would urge you to have them ask their commissioner, Western or Eastern, whoever it might be.
A couple other things I might point out on here. I just made a copy of the pages that were, you know, the proposed amendments, basically.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. And then the other thing is there are a few page numbers that may not match up 100%. I added a few definitions to page 12.
Okay.
And so a couple of these may be off by a page or so.
But their definitions or the changes, just the pages might not be.
Exactly. The page numbers may not match. They may be off by a page or so as you go through and compare this with the the draft copy that you originally received.
Okay. So that, go ahead.
This is what we need to go over, though. We don't need to worry about the other one.
Exactly. Right. We went through
this. This is the stuff that we have left to send on to the county commission. There's some stuff that they're still working on. I just want to make you all aware of it because you, of course, are the voices and the eyes and ears for your folks in your township. And if they ask you about those things, where that stuff is, then I would tell you to ask their commissioner because we have sent it on to them. We've done our part as soon as this is done. So until we need to make other changes. So anyway, that's where that's at. I won't be there on June 11th. I will be out of town, but I'll remind you that, Ben. I'll let you know of any, like I did last time, of any thoughts I may have.
That would be great.
Okay. The other thing we've got that I'm aware of is you're going to give us a short update on the court case that went through the commission that had to do with, there wasn't very many people, maybe Ray, might have been the only one that was here at the time for the majors, the emergency waiver deal that, so go ahead.
And basically, it's my understanding that the court ruled in favor of the county on that, and probably the biggest thing that came out of it is they really felt that the Planning Commission's procedures were proper, that everybody received proper notification, that everything was, that basically the code book was followed, and it's my understanding that the items they ruled on, they ruled in favor of the county on this, and so it was a positive ruling for sure.
So our part was done right for sure. There might have been some other issues with how some other things were handled, but not at the county, not at the planning.
Exactly.
Commission's
exactly.
Part.
It was felt
court
that they...
The court didn't say anything about us, our action being after it was already approved.
We didn't have a choice. We didn't get it until then.
It was already approved for it.
Well, it was an emergency waiver. It wasn't approved. They gave an emergency waiver to start building. But in our minutes somewhere, I remember saying it, that they were taking a great risk at doing that because we haven't approved it yet, and we put them on notice of that verbally.
And it's my understanding that that was really emphasized during the court case, the fact that they had...
Because I remember saying that to them.
Yeah.
So, okay. Any questions about that?
What project is that?
It's the... I know his name was Major. I remember that, but it's out there
by
the Elks Lodge.
Yeah. Can't see a thing wrong with it.
Well,
the issue was how it started.
Yeah. And I personally have issue with that too. But we couldn't do anything about that as a planning commission. When we got it. No matter how they handled it, we just needed to handle it correctly from that point on, which. The court said we did.
Which the court felt that the Planning Commission did.
So,
the source of irritation may be tainted, but you still have to handle it properly.
That's right. Exactly. So, anything else?
That's really all I've got.
Anything else from the commissioners? I'm not going to break my record. 618 is the record.
Yeah.
Nothing else? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. So moved. All those in favor? Aye. There we go.